Oh yes, oh yes. Good day, friends from around the planet. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby. In fact, we are on a mountain. It's called, yep, Burnaby Mountain, and it is the biggest mountain in all of Burnaby. It's both at the same time, I believe. Yes, Simon Fraser University campus, pretty quiet. Exams are, I guess, nearing the end at the university. Not a whole lot going on, some studying. We're in the Student Union building, and this is a music show, 2 hours celebrating the beautiful, exciting sounds of humanity. And yes, we jump around a lot on this program. The first hour is a worldwide buffet of music, a lot of new stuff in particular. And in the second hour, we will travel to a different place every week. This week, going back to East Africa, Kenya. Yes, a juggernaut, heavy hitter, powerhouse on the African music scene. And yeah, we have done a show on this nation many years ago, but it's time for a return trip. And I'd say a lot of surprises. Yeah, a lot of on this show in general, a lot of kind of unusual. That's what this show does. But kind of more left field music than usual, I would say, even if that's possible. So yes, in 1 hour we will travel to Kenya. But in the meantime, happy 420. Yeah, if you celebrate this unofficial holiday for people who love cannabis. Yes, and I'll start with something that is, I think, 420 friendly. This is a band from Northern Thailand. They're called Khun Narin, and they're just about to put out their third album. It is called 3, or III in Roman numerals. Thailand, by the way, has their whole own set of years based on when the Buddha was born rather than Jesus Christ, but that's another story entirely. So this band, Khun Narin, full title, Khun Narin's Electric Fin Band, are a multi-generational psychedelic powerhouse from the northeast, from a region known as Isan, and specifically Phetchabun province. So they started as a community celebration band. I suppose there are similar bands throughout the region, playing weddings, temple fairs, ordinations, and village parades. At the center of their sound is the Thai guitar. It's called a fin, P-H-I-N. It has 3 strings. It has been electrified. And now, while adding all the percussion and more distortion, they have touched upon their own unique sound, mixing folk with electrics. And yes, their first album in a while, they had a debut, a grainy YouTube video that led to their international debut in 2014. Hard to categorize this music, but it's great. That's all you got to know. So this album's coming out May 15th, their third LP. And this one actually is not recorded in Thailand. They went to the United States, and they recorded this album with a powerhouse producer named Tommy Brennick, who's known for his work with Amy Winehouse, Charles Bradley, Sharon Jones, Beyonce. Wow, okay, so, yeah, this is more produced than their previous stuff, but I think equally groovy. And, yeah, enjoy. This is Poet Wong, Part 1, the first track on the new Khun Narin record. Enjoy this. This is Wandering Rhythms, and I am Nick Legacy in the land of Coast Salish peoples. We'll be right back.
I plant a seed. I watch it grow. I nurture it and nurture it until the buds start to show. The wind, the rain, the sun, the moon give it its natural glow. How you know? Now you know. The meditation tree.
The meditation tree.
The medication tree. And I lace my boots and head forth to the hills where I plant my meditation tree. I break a branch from my aunt and also take a couple roots for me. I put it out in the mornings on the dry under the deep blue Caribbean sky. Some will come and get, others will come to buy. Miss Jane said ease our pain. And the teacher man down the lane said, good for your brain. Now you know. Now you know. The meditation tree.
The meditation tree.
The meditation tree.
The meditation tree.
The Rasta man used it for his holy sacrament. Babylon, don't disturb the Rasta man, or it will be judgment. Some use it to make spliff, and some smoke it in the chalice. Some even steam it to get another leaf. It has been used to make all kind of medicine. It has been used to make all kind of clothes. Fuel. Marijuana. Indica. Sensimania. The meditation tree. Drink it as tea when I'm awake. Some even bake it, yes, some put it in a cake. I man use strictly high grade, you know, I don't use fake. Yes, real meditation, yes, the medication tree.
The meditation tree.
Medication tree.
The medication tree. The medication tree. The medication tree.
Oh yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio and 90.1. 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca, you know where to find us. Yeah, that was an ode to 420, April 20th, today, if you're listening live. Yeah, perhaps the best song ever, little known, but yeah, it's really a meditation on the medication tree and all the glorious things you can bake it in a cake, as he said in the song. You can make clothing out of it, anyways, and other things you can do with it. Don't get any ideas, but yes, Nzamba right there from Jamaica, obviously, with that just so endearingly beautiful accent. Sadly, Nzamba, just when he was hitting his stride and kind of gaining some notoriety, he passed away a couple of years ago. But that album came out in 2019. Amazing record of his, simply self-titled. And once again, that was Medication Tree by Nzamba. And yeah, 420 approved set all around, I think. The previous song was by Black Flower, a band out of Belgium, and their song Diagonal Walk from a little EP called Motions, which came out last month. Yes, Diagonal Walk. The Medication Tree may make you walk slightly diagonally. And yeah, cool band, really five-piece hybrid jazz combo, Black Flower. And before that, we started off the program with a piece of music, which is slipping my mind. Oh, yeah, of course. It's Koen Naren, the amazing electric Finn Thai folk electric fuzz ensemble. So they're from Isan region of Thailand, and they're about to put out their third album, just called Three. And the song we heard is Poet Wong Part 1. Right there, Koen Naren. That's KHUNNARIN. Yes, beautiful stuff. And we will continue with a set next of all Vancouver music. And we're gonna fly through the entire spectrum, starting with a Ugandan reggae band. I just discovered this group. They put out their debut album 2 years ago. And yeah, they're called Mivule, Mivule. In fact, they're playing next month. I can tell you, I often forget these things, but they're playing at Tyrant Studios. Get the date, so super professional here. They're playing, yeah, on May 15th, 2026 is the year. And Tyrant Studios on Seymour Street, just above the famous penthouse nightclub. So you walk in through the front door and you walk up the stairs and you're on the third floor. You find Tyrant Studios. Yes, Mivule and another great Vancouver band, Super K. Once again, May 15th. So we're going to hear Mivule right here. Things are going to get a little crazier later in the set. Just be warned. You're going to hear some serious metal as well for one song. But starting off here with some really dubby reggae by very surprising Vancouver band. They're mixing all sorts of international musicians, but led by a Ugandan vocalist. And yeah, we're going to hear it right here. This is Muko Muko by Mivule on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
The story unfolds the same way night after night. Just as the village becomes quiet under the night sky, the headman's wife slips out from her home to vanish into the darkness. Where does she go? And what is she hiding? This is the story we call Muko Muko.
Together. Bagenda okulaba inga woyo mukyalo wo komuko uya kutte eryato nga kutte n'enkasi n'asomoka emitala w'ennyanja bagezaako okumulinnya kagere kagere Mamanyanyi walaga
He was an all-star on the blue line He was a donut entrepreneur He was a good old North Ontario boy And he was tough as nails for sure Cause there once was a day when the Maple Leafs Didn't have to take the flak Brought the cup home in 62 and just kept on bringing it back. And I'm really just a casual observer, and I never got roped up in the pride. But I was captivated by a newspaper clipping from the day Tim Horton died. It said he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he'd get there a little quicker. Saw the Sabres, and he told them it was his last year, cause 24 seasons in the majors was good enough to call a career, and he figured he'd appreciate the extra time to focus on the donut chain, thought it was pretty cool that people drank their morning